just come and tell us what you're going to do over there if anyone's interested in doing it? Because they will be when you show up.
Okay, so any of the children who want to come meet me over to the side, we're going to be making little mosaic hearts. So each of you are going to make two of them. One of them you're going to get to keep, and then one of them you're going to give to someone else in the congregation. That's pretty much it.
Now, what are the rest of us going to do? We are going to have a competition. And we're going to divide the church in half. We're going to divide the church in half, and there's going to be a quiz. So I'm going to be talking to this side and this side. There are five rounds to the quiz, and the fifth round will be the tiebreaker. Okay. This is not a quiz question. This is just a warm-up. Have you enjoyed singing Christmas carols in the last couple of weeks? Yes, and enjoyed singing them today. Good. So what we're going to do, I'm going to read a line from a Christmas carol, and then you are going to guess which carol it is. Okay. So we'll start off with this side. Question number one. Glad tidings we bring of Jesus your King. Which carol is that line in? It is. I had to check on my, that I've, yeah. We wish you a Merry Christmas, very good. The line that I read is about bringing good news of King Jesus coming to earth. Okay, so 1 point to this side. Let's try this side, see if you know the second one. Question number two. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line a savior who is Christ the Lord. Which carol has that line in? It is that carol. I can't sing that carol. Some of you know this. Because I get flocks and socks mixed up. And then I get the giggles. But it's a great carol. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line a savior who is Christ the Lord. It tells us King Jesus is our savior, the one who has come to put our relationship with the Father right again. Okay, one all. You're going to know all these. Question three. Light and life to all he brings. Nope. Let's try this side. Light and life to all he brings. It is Hark the Herald Angels. It is now 2-1. And the next question is for this side as well, so this is getting close now. If you get this right, you win. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That line is about Jesus coming to bring us light and life. Light into a dark world. A world where we would be lost without Jesus. He comes as the light. And life in all its fullness for all eternity. In John's Gospel, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full, or life in abundance in John 10:10. Okay, question four. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Which carol is that from? O little town of Bethlehem. Very good. Who can tell me what the word Emmanuel means? God with us. So I think you can have a point there. So we're 3-2. We're 3-2, that's fair. That was a bonus question. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus coming into our very everyday, day-to-day lives. And finally, question number five. This is the. Anyone can shout this. Here we go. Oh, this is too easy. I should have changed this. Not in that poor lowly stable with the oxen standing by. We shall see him but in heaven set at God's right hand on high. Once enrolled David's city. Very good. We sang that today. You just sang it. Although Jesus came to earth the first time as a baby, one day he will return as king and everyone will see him. There's a lot of precious truths contained in carols. A lot of precious truths are contained in the carols. A lesson that Jesus' Mother Mary taught us is to treasure those truths. To treasure those truths. After Jesus had been born, shepherds came to visit. They probably told Mary and Joseph about the angels appearing to them while they were watching their sheep and the wonderful message about baby Jesus. And you know what the Bible says? It says, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's why we've got heart making going on today over there. And the kind of in scripture, you may know this already, but if you don't, here you go. That in scripture and in ancient writings, when they talk about the heart, they kind of mean the mind. They put the two together. So when Mary treasured these things in her heart, that's a kind of a mental thing. She thought about them. On another occasion, we heard about Jesus was only 12 years old. Mary found Jesus in the temple talking, and people were listening to Jesus even at 12. Everyone was amazed at the things Jesus said. And again, the Bible tells us Mary treasured all these things in her heart. In a few days' time, some of you may have done this already, but in a few days' time, Epiphany is the normal day, all the decorations will be down, the lights will be away, the tree will be back in the box, in the basement, or the closet. But Christmas isn't over, because the wonderful truth about Jesus continues all year. My question today is, thinking of Mary pondering these things in her heart, what is the truth of Jesus that you've picked up or read or seen in a Christmas card or sung in a carol or thought about? What is the truth about Jesus this Christmas that you will ponder in your heart for the next year? I'm going to, if you want to pick one of them, I'm going to read out those five lines from carols again, and then we'll have a moment of quiet. But maybe one of these will be the truth that you'll take away today. If you need to write it down, you've got a journal with you or a diary, feel free. Glad tidings we bring of Jesus, your King. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Light and life to all he brings. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Not in that poor lowly stable with the oxen standing by, we shall see him but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high. In the Christmas carol, In the Bleak Midwinter, which we sang at the midnight mass service, 10 o'clock mass service, really. But the last line talks about, if I was a wise man, I'd bring gifts. If I was a shepherd, I'd bring a lamb. But what can I give, poor as I am? And all we can give, Jesus, is our heart. So I wonder, what truth of Christmas while you treasure in your heart today. Let's pray. God, we thank you that we can come together and celebrate Christmas as a church family, with friends, with visitors. And as we spend time together, thank you for the truth of the gospel that comes through each of these Christmas carols. As Mary pondered these things in her heart, help us too to ponder the truth of Christmas in our heart. That the truth of Jesus being born into the world would resonate with us today and in the year ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay, I think we're going to pray again.